Hachette Audio presents The Sequel, written by Jeffrey Deaver, read by Robert Foss.
The very first letter Frederick Lowell slit open and read at his desk Monday morning would, he realized, change the course of history. Literary history, at least. Which was, to him, perhaps the most important history of all. Sporting a gray three-piece suit, white shirt, and striped tie, Lowell sat in his anachronistic office on 7th Avenue, a dim room tinged with a patina of old New York. High ceilings, windows that rose and lowered, stained oak trim, walls distorted by many layers of paint. The surfaces of the furniture and shelves were continually coated with the grit that always found its way inside as persistently as auditors at a hedge fund. And the music of street traffic, shouts, and jackhammers filled the air. The 72-year-old lawyer pushed his metal bifocals higher on his nose, took a deep breath, and read the letter again. Dear Mr. Lowell, it has come to my attention that you are the literary trustee of the estate of the late author Edward Goodwin. I am an attorney in Ridgefield, Connecticut. Recently, I settled the estate of a client who passed away 3 months ago. The family of this client does not wish his or her name to be disclosed. However, they have instructed me that I may inform you of a discovery that was made during a review of my client's correspondence.